Welcome to the art of going your own way. Ooh, I see that I'm going to be on the receiving end of a lot of blowjobs. Because I got a lot of storable food. Unbelievable. Have you been paying attention? Did you see some of the shit that's going on yet today? Over the weekend, that chocolate factory explosion. Boom! Two people dead. 9 people missing. Let's see. A train derailment in North Dakota. Some hazardous waste spilled. The shit that's happening in Palestine, Ohio. There's been like 5 derailments or more in the past month. All the fucking food factories catching on fire. The warehouse is going up in flames. So having a conversation with a buddy at work about, what do you think about this? Kind of seems like our infrastructure is under attack, doesn't it? Now, I don't really know where this guy sits fully. But I just say these things to put out the feelers and to kind of get a sense of where people are. And we're always under attack, man. I mean, now they're actually going for the kill shot right now. Well, I mean, they've already, they're trying to kill off as many of us as they possibly can, because it's easier to kill 1 million people than it is to govern or rule over 1 million people, right? So, Zygmunt Brzezinski said that, I believe. Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about it, too, is that these people that took the vax, you keep talking about that, man, like something bad's gonna happen. Haven't you seen the people doing the floppy croppy? I know people whose spouses have passed away. One of the spouses has become so incapacitated that they can't work, and the other spouse has to now retire early to take care of them. It's coming full on. Should I look at my ex and the way that she, well, several of my exes, I should say, the way they live life, like money just grew on fucking trees, right? Go out, buy new shit all the time, never save a fucking penny, never look to the future, live in the moment. We're almost there. Because I know a lot of people that are struggling. I'm not struggling yet. I've done a lot to kind of set myself up for this shit, because who knew this shit was coming? This guy. Well, how did you know this shit was coming? Oh, because I kind of fucking pay attention to the world and what's going on in it. It's not that difficult, Puddinhead. People just don't want to believe or see things, and they just fucking trust in Big Daddy Government, when Big Daddy Government's the one that causes the problems. Yeah, they cause the problems, and then here they come as the savior to come in and offer the solution to fix what they fucked up in the first place. She'll suck dick for food. And more. Which, you know what? At this day and age, oh my God, he claimed to be a Christian. He doesn't sound like one. Listen, I'm also a realist, okay? I live here in the material world. I try to spend as much time as possible in the spiritual world. You gotta nourish your spirit, your intelligence, your intellect, and you gotta nourish your body, man. That's why So, I know I keep harping on this, but hear me out for a second. Some people go, well, Taugyo, he's not MGTOW at all because he's got a woman. Yeah, but if you've listened to me, so yeah, I'm seeing a widow. Are we married? Nope. Do we live under the same roof? Nope. Do we get together and enjoy each other's company? Yep. Do I keep her at arm's length? Yep. Do I let her get involved in my financial decisions? Nope. Does she come into play in any of my financial decisions? Nope. Do I pay her bills? Nope. Do I occasionally buy a meal or buy a drink? Yes. Flip side of that coin, she does the same for me too. We're both independent people. And you know what? That's the way I like it. Never want to have another dependent again. Now, I got mom as a dependent. And my siblings are semi-helping out on that. But you know what? That's a little different than somebody who's fully capable and able-bodied. Now, there can be the argument because I got to tell you, you know this. Women are fucking stupid. They're stupid. They don't have any situational awareness. What's yours is theirs, and what's theirs is theirs in their mind. You got to treat them like the whore they think they are. So I got no problem tying up widow, giving her some hair pulling, some ass slapping. Because you know what? They respect that. They don't respect the, oh yes, baby, you're on a pedestal for me. I love you, I'd do anything for you. They don't respect that. Modern women don't. Holy shit. By the way, I know, you know this. A woman never loves you. They can only respect you. Or not respect you. When they lose respect of you, they're gone. Which is why would you fucking tie yourself to one? Anyways, these are lessons hard learned, man. And, some of you guys who might be hearing this for the first time are going to go, God, you sound like a prick. No, but the reason why you're here is because you know something's wrong. You know something's been brewing, burning. Who hurt you? Yeah, I'm using Pop's voice. I love you. Love it. That was awesome. Anyways, back to the thing. Well, Taugyo, you're not MGTOW. Bullshit, I am a man going my own way. I'm not an incel. I still like the company of a woman. But as I stated before, I am very selective on who I spend time with, who I stick my dick into. Any hint of being a liberal? See ya, bitch. You know, there might be a little boom chicka wow wow in there, but there's got to be a few other things met. Can't be vaccinated. If you're liberal, that's an easy fuck. But if you're vaccinated, that's out. And then those type of women, you can't change them. You can't talk common sense into them. Liberals do not understand common sense. Good luck if you can find a traditional woman. I did, but, thing about it is we spend time together. We have a good time. There is no marriage plan. There is no to love and to hold forever. Because that shit don't exist. Guess what? When you come into this world, you come in alone, but you're surrounded by people who hopefully love you. When you go out of this world, you're going out alone. If you're lucky enough to be surrounded by people who love you when you go out of this world, bonus. But guess what? You're alone. Most people cannot stand being alone. Liberal women cannot stand to be alone. But then again, they also, if they're not alone, they expect things from you. You know, if you get to stick your dick in their holiest of holies, you know, their paradise hole or whatever the fuck you want to call it, they expect payment for that. There's no equal exchange. Hello, me too. Remember that shit? So as this crisis worsens, as the financial collapse continues to occur, you're going to see women trying to buddy up and be friends with you. I see that shit over at the watering hole. Hey, Tokyo, how you doing? You know, I don't know why you and I had that fight that one time. Oh, you mean where I called you fucking stupid? Because you have this view of things and it doesn't match with reality? And then you get pissed off and you walk away from me and you say, fuck you, Taogyo. And then a couple months later, after reality truly does hit, you come back, I don't know why we stopped talking. Or what about this one? Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? Can you shut the fuck up? You talk too much. You don't let anybody get a word in edgewise. It's always got to be about you and your shit. I said this to another guy up there because he's like a fucking woman. Would you just shut the fuck up? I'm talking to my lady. Okay? Shut the fuck up. But some people, they're on autopilot all the time. No critical thinking skills. So hence, when people actually do wake up, and I'm talking like the women, and they go, holy shit, I can't afford to feed my vag turd or my vag turds. Oh my God, I can't afford the house I'm living in. I gotta spread my legs and make some money. My favorite response was from a buddy of mine that I worked with. The fuck did I? Oh God damn it! Now I lost it. I apologize. Just his Oh yeah, that's right. He was seeing a woman, and I go, "What the fuck you doing, man?" And then he tells me he's getting married to her, and I'm like, "You told me you were never gonna get married again." Well, yeah, you know. Well, I've been with. I keep her set straight, man. I am one of the angriest motherfuckers you'd know. And boy, when I get pissed, she fucking goes and locks herself in the room. And I'm like, well, you got anger issues there, buddy. You got to deal with that shit. But he goes, yeah, she came up to me one time. She said, yeah, I'm a little short on my car payment this year. I don't know what I'm going to do. And he just looked at her and he said, well, you better start working a few more hours and pick up a few shifts. Oh, shit. That was so funny. I like the guy. He's a fucking biker, right? Just fucking works out daily. Really muscular. He's got a lot of testosterone, this guy. You don't fuck with him. But as I said, the day is coming sooner rather than later. Runaway inflation. You just got to steel yourself against this. Compassion? What do you mean compassion? What do you mean have compassion for you? When I was blue-pilled and a simp, sure I had compassion for you. Now, I ain't got no compassion. You know, MGTOW's a journey, by the way. It's not just one day you fucking wake up and it's like, MF women, I'm a man going my own way. No, it's a fucking journey. You gotta set the foundation to be able to do this. It just doesn't happen overnight. You go through red pill rage, then you go to nihilism, and then you kind of go to acceptance, and you go, fuck it, that's the way it is. And then you go to yourself, well, I'm just going to mitigate this and not let it have as much an effect as possible on my life. There you go.
It's easy for you, Slay. You know, I'm still a young guy and I'm struggling.
I'm struggling out here because I just work a shitty job. Well, you know what? The only thing that's going to change, well, there's several things that's going to change that. One is the will and the want and desire to change it. And two is going to be time. You need time. You can't change your situation overnight for the best. It's like baking a fucking cake, right? You got to mix all the ingredients together. Then you got to throw it in the oven and give it time to get the reward on the back end. It's like investing, right? So I've invested. When did I stop? Oh, I stopped contributing to my 401k when the divorce went through. Or when the day or the second day after I got served with divorce papers, boom, instantly shut off putting into my 401k because I knew that that bitch might go after half of what I had. If you are a guy in a situation that you don't like, you were dumb enough to get married, and you have nothing but hard fucking times, it's time to start squirreling away assets. And assets that cannot be tracked and not in your name. So if you got like a really good, good fucking buddy that you know you can trust, get yourself a lockbox and put your valuables in there. Now, cash is going to be worthless. I recommend potentially putting it into silver and or gold if you can. But, you know, start taking out money little by little in little chunks. Go get that gambling problem. What you do is you start taking out money, and then you make sure you go sign up for Alcoholics Anonymous and Gamblers Anonymous and go to those meetings so that you have a track record of, I got a problem. I can't help that I spent all that money. And then you fucking, when the divorce hits or when you decide to pull the trigger on the divorce, you go through it. And you may even want to talk to your employer if you can, if you're in good stead, and say, hey, man, I'm going to go through a little bit of a life change here. And I may need to take some time off. And can I work under the table? Can I, if I have to go away for a little bit, could I have my job when I come back? And so what you do is you try to establish that you're not fucking making money, man. You're in a shit situation. But they're going to try to tag you with, if you were making $150,000, $200,000 a year. Shit, even if you were making $50,000 a year. And you drop it down so your income's maybe $25,000, $30,000 a year. When you go through divorce court, they will try to fucking stick you at that he's made $50,000. He can do it. He's got the potential to do it. So they're going to try to fuck with you. Now, here's the other thing. Nullification of the court system. That's if you got dragged in. Oh, and if you don't know this, if you hire a lawyer, guess what? You're telling the court you're incompetent and that you cannot represent yourself because you are not competent to do that. Thus, when you hire a lawyer, you are at the mercy of the lawyer. So you find this shit out as you go on and live life. Oh, yeah. Title 4D, live it, love it, learn it if you're married with children. Or even live it, love it if you have alimony. By the way, here's the funniest thing. If you have alimony and you have no children, if you got stuck with it, don't pay it. Right after it goes through and they get this shit set up with the court that says, okay, well, we're going to be taking X number of dollars out of your paycheck every month for alimony. But you have no children, right? But they still do it through the family court services and child support. Under Title 4D, if a child support order is not in effect, then they legally can't garnish your wages. So what you immediately do is contact the agency and say, hey, there is no child support order in effect here. Immediately cease and desist garnishment of my wages. I'll be handling this on my own. But we offer this as a convenient service. No, I'll handle it. Thanks. Guess what happens at that point in time? You're completely out of family court. And now it becomes a civil matter. Family court is fucking corrupt. Everything's corrupt, by the way. But it now becomes a civil matter. So in my case, because I learned the law, and I had alimony canceled, being garnished from my wages. The bitch tried to get the money out of me anyways when filled out the paperwork that the child support agency offered and submitted it to my work. And my work was going to garnish my wages. I said, whoa, put on the brakes there, fucking Nelly. You will not do that. Listen to my previous videos. You can fucking find out. I have one specifically on getting alimony killed. So, anyways, I even told my work, I said, this is now a civil matter. You don't need to worry about it. So now this puts the onus back on the bitch to come after you in a civil case to try to get that money. And if you end up going that route, you actually have a little bit more leeway in there. And you'll be able to go, she can take care of herself. I want a jury of my peers. You won't get a jury of your peers in fucking family court. You just get ramrodded. So there's different ways to handle that shit. No. These bitches. Why? No. This is why. Here's the thing. This is why in the olden days, the parents were happy to marry off the daughters. Because they're fucking worthless. So think of that. Think of that for just a minute. Why would you take on that burden? For pussy? Oh my God. Out being young and dumb, I can see why you might,
you know, I might never find anybody else, and that pussy feels so good.
Well, I've had enough to know that they're pretty, you know, some stink, some smell like ambrosia, some are like, oh, that's okay, you know. But the ones that stink, they're rancid. They got a rancid soul. Get rid of them. You know, told my ex, I'm like, use a fucking douche every once in a while. God. Well, you wonder why I don't want to fuck you, because you fucking stink. And that's probably because you had the abortion, because your soul is evil. Anyways, I digress on that. Going into another fucking rant. But again, get ready, because the flesh commodity is going to be selling for pennies on the dollar.
Well, you know, it's sex trafficking.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. I can see what the sex trafficking is and was. But if you got some dumb whore out there, a woman who's been horrified, oh, she's horrified, she'll give it to you, but she'll expect something in return. Just like right now, just like in the past, it's the oldest profession in the world. It's just now it's going to be in the wide open and there will be no pretenses about it. You don't need to go to Vegas. But again, you have to use discernment if you're going to go down that road. Me, I don't want to go down that road. I'm going to give it time. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy with the woman that I'm seeing. I'm happy with my living situation right now, even though more than likely it's going to change this year or next year. I'm looking to break out my muscle car here pretty quick. I'm looking to get my cycles back out on the road. I'm looking to go camping. Do you think you could do all that shit if you were married to some dumb bitch that's just sucking the money out of your wallet and not sucking your dick? Fuck no. You'd have no money to do it. I have the want and desire to do many things in my life. And when you have a woman tied to your fucking hip, guess what you ain't doing? A lot of the things that are going to fulfill you, because these women are using you to fulfill their wants and desires in this world. You know, if they want to come along for the ride, they should compliment you and not drag you down. Mm-hmm. But again, well, you got Tagya out there preaching about getting together with women. No, I'm not. You can't deny that you have biological wants and needs. You know, if you want to go monk mode, go monk mode. If you want to go incel, go incel. If you want to do, it's your fucking life, man. Be true to yourself. Don't be an evil fuck. Don't hurt people. Stay away from the ones that are bad. Bad for you. The ones that'll use you. Really is all it comes down to. Learn to be alone. Learn to love yourself. Invest in yourself. Be happy with the accomplishments that you make. You know, you're never perfect. This is what I always say. I'm not perfect, but I strive for excellence. All right? Because I'll never reach perfection, but I can achieve excellence. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.
down life. You've been waiting for your chance. So give and take the best that you can.